Mr. Mayor, last night on my show, I said to Mayor, you make me deputy mayor. I can fix this problem, but I don't think he's going to call me back.
Probably not. Listen, Hesse Tischler, look, just before we get to some more meat of the issue with what the governor's threatening, excuse me, last night, the governor's threatening to cut off funds to Orthodox communities, Ramapo, Spring Valley, places in Brooklyn, believe it or not. But I want to ask you this question. You spent like 14 hours in jail. I remember the looters, the people who looted Macy's. They were out of jail in 2 hours. They were charged with disorderly conduct. I mean, the cops were still in the station house, and they were home sleeping. You had to spend 14 hours in jail. You're charged with inciting riots and all this stuff. I mean, explain that.
Well, it was 24 hours almost, and I slept on the floor. No social distancing in the jails. They keep moving you around every few hours. Four people in a small cell, 14 people in a big cell. I mean, the garbage in the cell is so bad. It's like I'd rather sleep in the street than in this jail cell, and nobody's showering there for 3 days. But again, the city doesn't have to follow the rules. And by the way, the executive order by the governor did come out last night that he is going to cut funding for the schools.
Yeah, no, it's terrible. In fact, we've got a rally coming up later today. I was invited by Dove Hyken and Cindy Groves, 4:30 this afternoon at the public library on 42nd and 5th. We are
going
to
meet me there. You're gonna meet me there.
Oh, good.
Brother. You're gonna meet me there.
Oh, good. Looking forward to shaking hands with you because you become a hero for the Jewish people. But there are some.
I want to tell you something. Yes. I'm not a hero. I'm not their leader. I'm their guide. Nobody has stood up. I've been doing this for 30 years behind the scenes, and now they just coming after us. Nobody's standing up. I know the laws. I know the rules. I cut those park locks open because I know the kids needed it. I have 91 kids that have committed suicide in my hospital. I have people that are just depressed, people that can't do anything, and they're just falling apart. We feed hundreds of people every week, and you should see these are good families with no food on their table. And I'm being serious with you now because we stand there and cry. I'm 56 years old, and I've seen us starting to do well, communities working together, the Muslim community, Jewish community. I'm one of the only Jewish guys that walks into the mosque. I have my own imam, my own pastor, my own rabbi. And we were handing out food. People were laughing. A guy with a yarmulke walking with a mask. I said, what's wrong? He's my imam.
Well, you are a hero. But I got to tell you, I've had some Jewish people. I'm not going to say their names. That wouldn't be right. But they do look at you as sort of, not me now, I love you, I think you're a hero, but they look at you as sort of an embarrassment for the Jewish people. You're too much, it's too much, you know, the yelling, the screaming, you know, what would you say to those folks?
The reason they look at me bad is because the Jewish people all their lives have been quiet. We've allowed people to push us around, we do our thing behind the scenes and we go on our way, and this has happened many times. We've been getting millions of dollars in violations through the years that people don't know that I fought against the city. One of the inspectors once told me, Harold, you fight too hard. You got to give us some. I said, I don't give you a drop, not an inch. I fight every minute, every day. That's why I win. And the people that are embarrassed because they want us to be quiet. This is the way the people have always been. We're tired. My father was a Holocaust survivor, lost all of his family except for two. And I rebuilt a family with 104 nephews and nieces since I'm 13. 21 foster kids, 3 of my own. You think for a moment I'm going to give anybody the chance to shut me up? Never again. By the way, my cousin was a hero in World War II with a bunch of medals who jumped behind enemy lines. He was part of that movie, Inglourious Bastards, not the end of it, but he was there cutting Nazi throats. And I want you to know, I'm proud of my family, I'm proud of my people, I'm proud of my city and my fellow residents, even the ones that knock me. I have no problem.
Hey, listen, we had Bill Donahue from the Catholic League in on the other day, and he said he was proud of you as well. He wished that Catholic people would do what you guys are doing, which is protest in the streets when the churches and synagogues are shut down, but liquor stores are open and people are allowed to protest in the streets without any ramifications. He said we should do the same thing, so he's proud of you as well. You're also, Hesse Tischler, a Trump supporter. This is going to get you a little heat here in this city. You were wearing a Trump tag, and your people were actually waving Trump flags out in the Borough Park.
Yes, I love Mr. Trump. He's just, he's with the program. He tells it to you straight. You know, I don't agree with every one of his issues. I agree with most of them. I do like immigration. I do want people to come to this country. I want them to enjoy what my father and family had. Again, Mr. Trump. Trump has his agenda and he knows how to do things right. He's on the national scale. I'm just a little nobody here. But I do love him. I do want everybody to go out and vote for him. I think New York should switch to a red state this time. I'm running as a Democrat. It doesn't make a difference. But I'm just telling you, I'm a Reagan Democrat, if you remember that terminology back then.
Of course.
And I love my city. And we must stand up. And by the way, the Christian churches are doing their part.
Yeah,
I love them.
Let me stop you for a second.
They help me serve food. You see how great they are.
Let me stop you for a second. You're running as a Democrat. Dov Hyken is a great, great friend. Again, we're going to see him later on this afternoon. And he still considers himself a Democrat. Yet, he comes on this show with Bernie and I at least twice a month and just destroys everything the Democrats stand for. Now, I've been a Democrat most of my life. I'm a Brooklyn Jew like you, Heshy Tischler. But I don't consider myself a Democrat anymore. So why do Jews like you and Dov, you love Trump, but you still consider yourselves Democrats? Why?
Because we are really Republicans at heart. The problem is, in New York City, you cannot be a Republican. You can't win. And even if you do win, like in the city council, there are three Republicans, they don't even talk to them. Most people registered me as a kid. My father, everybody was a Democrat. Nobody's switching. That's their mentality. They don't understand that Republicans are the right way of going. But if you're not going to register or run as a Democrat, you have no chance to win. So when I get to the city council, I'm going to win as a Democrat, but I will have different ideas. And you know, there's a special channel, my two friends, called the City Council Channel. They scratch their behinds and pick their noses. The most boring channel on the planet. When I get into the City Council, please, guys, turn on that channel. It's going to be number one, I promise you.
Hey, listen, Heshy Tischler on the Bernie Institute. He's running for the City Council, but that's not till next year. We're going to win. We endorse him right now. But let me just say,
I love you.
Listen, we love you, Heshy Tischler. Look, I want to ask you this question about the reporter, Jacob Cornblum. What was your beef with this guy? What was he doing that got you? I know you overreacted, but what was he doing that got you so mad?
I really can't talk about it because my lawyers will actually, these two women, they're very vicious and they're going to come and cut my throat. I'm scared of them. I'm really not scared of even my wife. I am scared of her. Last night when I came home, you know, she bought me a new tie. I don't know what to do today. I don't wear ties. But I can't really discuss the matter. But in basic short way, to make you happy with an answer, people in every community, your community, my community, different neighbors, we have an argument with our neighbor. We fight with them. He was at the protest the first day. He didn't say anything. I have a personal issue. I don't condone violence. I don't want people to go to his house. Neighbors fight. Neighbors make peace. So I lost it a little bit and screamed at him on a personal issue, which I was still going to scream at him about. I don't want the community involved. I don't want nobody to hurt him. And as you noticed, there was no violence at the end. The police were stationed properly around. I worked with the police in case there'd be any breakout. In 2 minutes, you're gone. And the police were 66 precinct. They're just the best in the entire world. All my police officers are the best in the entire world, except for those two detectives that took me in terribly.
Right.
Other than that, they're great. By the way, guys, four detectives sitting with me all night, seven cop cars, and one inside guy. So I was like worse than a murderer when they took me in. That's why we're losing money with the overtime.
I know. Public enemy number one, Heshy Tischler. It's kind of like what they did to Roger Stone down in Fort Lauderdale. Anyway, listen, we do love you. We are endorsing you. You're our guy for the city council, and as a proud Jew myself, Heshy, keep talking, keep going out there and raising hell because, as Bernie said and Dov Hyken agreed, we need more people like you and Bill Donahue. So God bless you, and I'll see you this afternoon.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. I love you guys. I love Dov Hyken. And always call me. I get up at 4 in the morning till midnight. Anybody in the city can call me, even my haters. Good day, my brother.
We will have you back.
As they say, on the Bernie Institute.
Bernie's good. That means to life, just so you know. Look, I do know that. And he was just talking about the 66th precinct and the police. Heshy Tischler backs the blue, and so do we. They put their lives on the line for us every day, yet they're under attack from leaders who are afraid to lead. And that's the problem. And some citizens not understanding the danger they face. Now, because of a bad few, their career and livelihood is threatened, and so is our safety. The police need to know that the majority want them and need them to do their job. Somebody has their back. We are that someone. We are behind you, NYPD. We thank you for your unselfish service and support, and all police in the tri-state area. 77 WABC and Ramsey Mazda backs the blue to police officers.